Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. In this case, is your home a single-family home, detached, townhome, apartment, manufacturer, or mobile home?
Single-family.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Home.
Okay. Please tell me, in what year was your home built?
1979.
Okay, thank you. Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
Yes.
Okay. For example, we have roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, or no upgrades made.
Okay, roofing upgrade, storm shutters, energy efficient windows. Think of anything else there?
You mentioned impact windows?
Well, no, because I have the built-in storm shutters, so I've got energy efficient windows for the heat. I have storm shutters.
Oh, okay, got it. So you said roofing, and did you make any structural upgrade?
We added a room. We enclosed a room on the house, so that's added another room, but that was a long time ago.
Oh, okay, got it. Thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 1971.
This case, that'll be around 20.
Oh no, that's more than that. Let's see, I was. It's 1971, so that'll be 29 years in this century, and then 24 years. How many is that? 53 years.
Okay, thank you so much. In this case, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, until Category 5 hurricane? Which of those?
The tropical storms and hurricane Category 1, hurricane Category 2, was there 3?
Yes.
And hurricane 3.
Okay, so it'll be tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane until 3, right?
Correct.
Okay, and do you remember the name or the year of the tropical storm?
Well, we have them almost every... I don't remember.
Okay, no worries. And do you remember the name or the year for this Category 1 hurricane?
What was the one? Wilma and... Francis and Jean were 2 and 3. And I don't know what year that was, probably 10 years ago. And then Francis and Jean, was that in 08?
The Category 1 hurricane, Wilma, and the Category 2 hurricane you said is Francis, correct?
Yes, and Jean was a Category 3 or vice versa, I don't remember. They followed each other. And there were other Category 1s, but I don't remember the names.
Okay, Eugene, you said the third one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And in this case, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Oh, well, my house I had to have repainted from the hurricane.
So you would say that yes, sir, in this case?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what was the estimated damage in dollars? Do you remember?
Probably $3,500.
Okay, thank you. A Okay, in this case, can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees failing, falling on your home, or something else?
Wind damage.
Damage to the roof.
No, it was the side of the house. I don't know if it's it sanded the side of my house and took the painted stucco off, so I had to have it repainted. It was wind damage or sand damage, whatever. It was wind damage, mm-hmm. Yeah, and it caused for tornado.
Okay, thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
I guess somewhat.
Okay,
storms are getting worse.
Okay, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Serious? Probably board up and evacuate if possible.
Evacuate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued and hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
My house is pretty much secure. It only take about an hour to do it, to secure it.
Okay, thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I guess very certain.
Okay, thank you. And please select your top three sources of information: internet sources, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp.
Internet, television news, and what else, Aaron? Friends and family, I guess.
Okay, and you mentioned the news?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
My household what, Aaron? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Your household preparedness. Yes, preparedness.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How would you rate if your home is prepared for a hurricane, for example, between 1 to 5?
Oh, it's prepared. Are you saying prepared?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Oh, my house prepared 1 to 5, I guess 4.
4. Okay, thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? For example, transportation costs, property taxes, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance, cost of childcare, or cost of housing? Or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
Well, I guess the cost of insurance, because I don't have storm insurance. It was too pricey, so I'm not as prepared as other people who have insurance.
Okay.
You know, after the fact. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Well, yeah, they say it's a flood zone, but it didn't used to be.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a flood zone.
Flood zone. Okay, thank you. What is the letter designation for the flood zone?
I don't know.
Okay, no worries. When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued and hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued and hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
Probably 36 hours. Are there very many more questions? Because I just need to get off the phone here.
Okay, yeah, it'll take just a few more minutes. I'm going to try to be quicker for you.
Well, I don't have, hurry up. Yeah, you got 2 minutes.
Okay, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend, family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state. You wouldn't live under any circumstances.
If I had to, it'd be somewhere else within the state.
Within the state. Okay, thank you. How many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
Okay, thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
$100,000.
$100,000. Okay, thank you.
I don't have storm insurance. Okay, go ahead. Let's keep this going because I got like 1 minute.
Okay, and how confident are you that you could come up with $100,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I'm very certain I could come up with the full $100,000.
Not certain at all.
Okay, thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? In the last 1 year?
They've gone up quite a bit.
Okay, so would you say that it increased somewhat over 10% or increased significantly over 10%?
Significant.
Okay, and the last 1 to 3 years, it decreased or increased or remained the same?
Over the last 3 years. For the last year, it went way up. Okay, I'm going to have to go, alrighty?
Okay, I understand. I don't know if I could call you maybe tomorrow.